Welcome to the Closet Mastery Course, creating a magical space where children love to learn. You are listening to Lesson 11, What's It Really Like to Use the Closet? A Little Dose of Reality. Your presenter is Marianne Johnson.
Congratulations, you have finished the course. So now what do you do? Here's a letter that I think clearly tells a story of real life with children. I have to report my progress on our family closet. After last week's class, I was so excited and determined to get going. Here's my journal entry. Thursday, I went through some of the junk in the garage that I'm getting ready for a garage sale. I found some old scrapbooking paper, some flannel board figures that my mom had given me years ago and we never used, some old stencil letters, and some dress-up clothes. Our first closet items. Friday, I was walking with a friend who told me about some caterpillar eggs she has hatched, and that some have grown big enough that they have formed cocoons. A great idea. I recognized it. I asked her if she had any tiny caterpillars that I could have, which she did. She got me all set up with a cup full of water and milkweed stems. I walked home with our very own caterpillar, which is now set up in our schoolroom and is growing bigger every day. Saturday, I dragged my husband to Shopko, where I had seen earlier in the week a perfect ready-to-assemble closet that was on sale. When I told him where we were going and what I needed to buy, he was somewhat surprised. "You mean this class you're taking is about real closets? I thought they were just metaphorical." I spent the afternoon putting it together with only a minimum of mistakes and frustration. Sunday, I went through the house and collected items for the closet and put them inside. Lock went on and key was hidden. All was ready for our first closet day. I couldn't wait. Monday, we sat down to school. I proudly opened the closet and the kids were so excited. Little Lizzie especially loved playing with the lock and the key. After a bit, 10 minutes tops, I noticed that the lock was back on and locked. I asked Lizzie where the key was. She said it was still inside the closet. I roared, literally. My carefully laid plans and dreams of homeschool bliss were thwarted before we even started. After I put myself in timeout for half an hour, I had another great idea. What if we could figure out a way to get the key out of the closet? So, homeschool, the remainder of the morning was spent with the four of us working together to get the key out of the closet. And we did it! Pretty proud of ourselves too, I might add. Needless to say, tomorrow I will be more careful with the key. Looking forward to Wednesday, Jamie. This is real life. This is what it's like to have children. We get into trouble when we have expectations that aren't met. That's when we get mad or feel failure. When we deal with children, it is better to let go of too many expectations. Let go of the outcome and focus on the process. That's what Jamie eventually did. Here's another real-life letter. You know, this is just how I feel today. I plan and I know how school is going to go, but here it is afternoon and we are finally having snacks on the heels of lunch and we haven't started school yet. Every day I go to bed saying to myself that tomorrow is going to be better. It isn't always better. Either I am not doing what I know I should be doing, or the kids aren't cooperating, or we just don't get to school. Then I start feeling guilt and frustration. So this is what I've been trying today. Whenever I start to feel that first cramp of frustration and guilt, I check on my feelings. What is happening to cause me to feel this way? It is usually that my expectation of how the day is supposed to look isn't meeting the reality of how it does look. That seems to be the common denominator, that my expectations aren't being met. The normal flow shouldn't be this, it should be something else. My expectations are the problem. So when that cramp of frustration sets in, I look at where the feeling is coming from and then I ask myself this question: what is my bottom line objective? In my case, it is to enjoy being with my children, to have a happy, peaceful time with them and feel the spirit, to be calm. Whatever else I may be able to accomplish is great, but in the final analysis, if happiness and enjoyment is all we get, then I'm successful, because that was my bottom line expectation. Thanks, Jody. That bottom line expectation is in her mission statement, and she is reminded every day. It is also part of her personal vision statement. The expectation of what it is supposed to look like can get us in all kinds of mental and emotional trouble. The fact is that we are to schedule a time and be present. That is the only expectation that we should have. Then we just watch what unfolds. Let's hear what Jamie had to say after experimenting with the 5 rules of engagement and her closet for a time. I feel I am making progress. Baby steps to be sure, but moving forward. Remember the 1% principle. I am struggling a bit with all the chaos. I still have the script of everyone sitting still and listening, or at least everyone learning sequentially at a pace I can absorb. It's hard for me to have multiple children doing multiple things at a time. I have a hard time finding the teaching moments. So being present to me is learning how to quiet all the preconceived notions of what school should be, quieting my expectations and learning to simply watch and listen, and trusting that even if I don't catch every teaching moment and direct things in an interesting manner every time, I'll get better at it with practice. At the same time, I have learned to teach my older children that there is a time for them to be present themselves. I think that as I can judge their individual or collective capacity for presence, stretch them a bit perhaps, and then stop when I see it's over for them and not for me, it will alleviate a lot of self-made problems. Not sure if this is making sense, but in a nutshell, I'm excited again about homeschooling. Our homeschool was getting a bit stale. This class, this idea, is like opening a closet for me. It helps make being a homeschool mom fresh and creative again. You need to be happy with consistent 1% improvements. You need to believe that you can and will make changes that will enliven and strengthen your families. You need to let go of many of your preconceived and conveyor belt expectations of how children learn, and in fact, what learning looks like. Remember that the 8th key of great teaching is to be secure and not stressed. When you know what is in your control with your children's education, you will be less stressed and it will make it easier to give up your conveyor belt thinking. I hope you have taken the opportunity to visit leadershipeducationfamilybuilder.com and listen to their free class on the education continuum. Knowing what you can control and what you can't will make all the difference. I know when you signed up for this class, you thought you were going to be taught what the closet is, where is it located in your home, and what goes in it. I have taught you that, but that isn't enough. This is a mastery course. The goal is to actually give you enough information and support so that you can implement at least some of what you have learned. No one will do everything I have taught in this class. Most of us make change much slower than that. However, my purpose is to help you make at least one change. One change can make a huge difference in your family. Think of what happens when you throw a rock into a pond. One small rock makes ripples that move out farther and farther. You don't have to dump a load of gravel in the pond to make a ripple that spreads. I don't want anyone to be discouraged because you can't change everything today. Don't let the fact that you have to do the work a little at a time with plenty of false starts and failures along the way paralyze you. Just pick something. Use at least 4 techniques that will support that change and then go to work on it. When you have that going pretty well, then choose something else. I have learned to live by these words from my spiritual canon. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. I love this verse in the Bible in James. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the pilot listeth. You are the pilot of a great ship, your family. You are beset by fierce winds both from within, your own weaknesses, and from without, distractions from the world. Yet by implementing small changes for good, just a 1% improvement, you can turn your ship around. Have faith in yourself to learn, grow, and change. Have faith in your children that they can weather the storm of your growth and theirs. Remember, by small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-education. I know you can do this.